Lieutenant, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Very good.
I know that you just heard what Mr. Ott said. My question for you, and I got this idea from your office that the citizens can play a critical role in helping you do your job.
You're right. He is right on line when he says citizens. You know, look at today's economy. Look at the less police officers. Look at what we're facing. So we have to be more efficient. We have to be more effective. And the citizens of the state of Michigan is who we're trying to protect. So why not help us in doing that job? Their eyes and ears are everywhere. And as long as we give them the avenue to report, we can coordinate it and better protect the entire state.
Lieutenant Camp, what do we look for and make sure that we're not on some wild goose chase?
Simple things. You know, a package that's left in an area that doesn't make any sense, especially the way it's packaged. Just notify it, somebody in authority, let them know it's there. Oftentimes it's nothing. You know, we all forget things, but the one time that it isn't is the time that we're going to stop something. You know, photography that just doesn't look right. Individuals who notice you and all of a sudden take off for some reason. You know, the phenomenon of these the flash mobs that are coming up with the social media. You see groups gathering that just don't look right in the wrong area. There's nothing wrong with making that phone call into the central dispatch or 911. Like Ott said, and you know, let us know about that. We can swing in there and see if it's nothing. We can take off.
Lieutenant Cap, is it a challenge trying to do your job in these terroristic times without infringing on people's rights and freedoms?
Part of my, I would say, 95% of my job is making sure that those aren't violated. We go out of our way to make sure that we're on the conservative side of not violating rights. So let me give you an example. We have MishTip. So any citizen in the state of Michigan can submit through MishTip any suspicious activity. It comes into us electronically. We have law enforcement officers here that vet that information. If it is something that is not with a criminal predicate or have criminal basis to it, it's automatically purged and out. That's so we don't violate anyone's civil rights, and that's the core of what we do.
All right, First Lieutenant Gene Kapp is with the Michigan State Police. He's the commander of the Michigan Intelligence Operations Center. Lieutenant Kapp, before we let you go, if people have anything that they want to report to you, what's the phone number that they can get in touch?
The best way to go is 877-616-4677. But let me give you a better one. Everybody has online anymore. Go michigan.gov/MishTip. And MishTip is just a one-page format. You know, we're finding that police departments with so many less officers have a hard time sending officers out to suspicious situations. Go in, it's one page, type it in, send it to us. If we find it as something suspicious, we will get it out to the officers that are dispatched from any of your local, state, or county departments.
First Lieutenant Gene Kapp from the Michigan State Police. Thanks so much, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.